All right, I'm here with Kevin Helmer in Lubbock, Texas, and we've been doing a Celebrate Texas Voices workshop, and I needed to borrow a stylus, and he has his MacBook Pro and his iPad, and I just suspected he might have a stylus. Well, he happens to have a nice container of styluses, including a Nomad pen, so what do we have here? What's your favorites, and what would you recommend for folks interested in styluses? First of all, people may not know, why do you need a stylus for an iPad? Why can't you just, you know, get something that has a tip on it and it won't work? I mean, what's special about the iPad?
The iPad works off the electrons in your finger. Basically, works off the electricity in your body, and you have to have something that's capacitive that'll transmit it. Like sausage in South Korea. They use sausages in South Korea for their iPods and iPhones because it conducts electricity.
Sausages do?
Yeah. Yeah, you can use an Oscar Mayer. Yeah, but they do it. But it's cold over there, and your fingers won't work your touchscreen.
So they can use a sausage.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
But if you want to take notes and not use paper, if you want to paint or draw, it's a lot better using a stylus than using your finger. You can be a little bit more accurate.
So is everything, not everything in here is a stylus?
No, this is a pencil and this is a
right, so you have four different kinds of iPad
There's four
styluses.
Of them in here. Two of them I had. The newest ones are the Nomad brush and the Aluma pen, which is adjust mobile one.
Okay, so how would you differentiate them, and how do you decide
the
which
Targus
one?
The Targus, you can get at Best Buy, the little black one. It's $15, and it's decent, but it kind of drags. It's not smooth. You want something smooth.
If you're an artist.
Yeah, and if you want it to feel like writing on paper.
Okay.
The Pogo stylus is one of the first ones that came out, and it's thin and it's aluminum, but I have long fingers, and that makes my hand cramp up.
Huh.
And I don't like the tip as much. It's squishy.
Yeah, it's kind of a foam tip.
And it works okay, but it also drags. So the most recent one I've gotten that's more of a stylus is the Aluma pen, and you can get it different colors. But it's weighted like a fountain pen, and it's big as like a chunky pencil, and it doesn't roll because of the sides, or it won't roll off the table.
Right, yeah.
But the neatest one is the Nomad brush. It's made in the USA by a guy out in California, I think, or somewhere up there, and it's a capacitive paintbrush, and it works like a paintbrush on canvas.
Now, is brushes the app you use for art, or what do you use
for drawing? I like using brushes. I like Sketchbook Pro for drawing, for charcoal stuff, because it's a harder to use, but it has some other tools. But for the most part, I use brushes. It's a simple one. I look at other ones. And I have a few others, but brushes is an easy go-to.
So how is it different using the Nomad pen with brushes than using another kind of stylus?
Nomad is like using a paintbrush on paper, so you can hold it like a paintbrush and you can move around the screen that way with it. You can still control everything, but it's a lot more fluid, as if you were using paint. And an artist designed it so that he could paint on his iPad.
Very cool.
So it's $24, so it's not any more expensive than some of these others.
Wow, and you ordered online?
Ordered it from Nomad Brush and directly, and they hand make them there.
Very cool.
They have them to you within about a week when they've got them in stock.
Now, on the topic of annotating, I'd asked you to borrow a stylus because I use iAnnotate PDF, I think. What have you found works well? I saw you use Goodreader. What do you think for PDFs and just annotation on the iPad?
Well, the newest Notepad app that I've downloaded, and I've seen a student blog post about using it at school, is UPad, just the letter UPad. I think it's from a developer in South Korea. But you can do handwritten notes on several different types of paper, like grid. I did a storyboard on UPad for my Story Chasers video.
Really?
And
cool.
Wrote out my storyboard on it. But it also has PDF annotation inside the app, and if you have photos on your iPad, you can pull them in and add notes and
really?
Things on
this
top of your photo, all in UPad.
Were you using UPad for your storyboard, or did you use
yours? Yes, I used UPad for the storyboard because everything's in that, and it has a real good writing engine. It's a paid app, but there is a free version to try. But the thing is, you can pick. I wish that you could do one page like this and one page handwritten, but you can't do that. You can't do this and then like a ruled page after it. Well, the notebook's going to stay like that. But it has here's the notes I can take, and you have different modes. If you don't want to draw and you just want to read what you wrote, you can change it to read only. It's a simple interface, and that's one thing I like about it too.
Cool. What were you using before you found UPad?
Penultimate, which is the one that a lot of people, but one of the first ones to come out that I like, and it is a good one, but I like the versatility of this, because right now I'm in notepads. If I want to go to PDFs, that's what you can do in PDFs.
Wow.
So a kid could have a lesson, they can come in and annotate it, or the teacher could pull it in, annotate it, and email it back to them from the app. So that's a PDF in here, and I'm in reading mode. But if I wanted to circle that, I could.
Oh, that's
And it has
great.
Handwriting protection. Doesn't work real good for lefties like me who lay their hand on the screen.
Okay.
But it is good to keep you from writing below what you don't want to.
It's kind of like on a smart board when you have a spotlight or something like that.
But you can also go into typing mode. It doesn't work in the PDF because you can't type in a PDF, but there is, you can use the keyboard and type notes.
Can you use this to write on Word files and other kinds of word processing, or just
it's PDFs mainly right now, but they keep adding updates. And this is an example of one of his kids, and he added pictures and notes to it.
Right.
Or different things. So that's the least useful to me. But if I did want to make notes on a picture and use them,
Very cool.
So it's a pretty cool app. And here's your file information here. You can go into that and say you want to send one.
Oh,
see,
and
this is a Zoom. Yeah, well, this is the Zoom where if you're in like here, you want to make sure you get it on that line.
Mm.
I don't use that very much because I like to take just quick notes and I write messy anyway. So I don't worry about it, but this is the tool to say I want to send this. I can send it out that way. And they have videos and information on their website.
And so you can send it to their website.
You can actually mail a developer directly from it about something that you want to see, and they do update it.
Wow.
But I liked it because it had so many things in it. Handwriting, text, and everything else, because some of them are just handwriting. So.
Awesome. Cool.
That's cool.
Thanks for sharing. I've got to go order some stuff.
Yeah.